Kum Lenin Avlad Gemara. We are up to Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the middle of the page. Tana Rabban. So this mission is all about that Chazaka requires a claim as well, a Taina. Tana Rabban, and we learned, except by Yodish, we say that we will Taina on his behalf, that his father bought the property. Achla of Shana, if the father had a Chazaka in the land for 1 year, Vahab Ben Shtayim and the son too. Do they combine or not? Or ha'av shtayim v'ad ben shana, the father two and the son one. Or ha'av shana v'ad ben shana v'alekeach shana, the father had it for 1 year, the son had it for 1 year, then they sold it to somebody and he had it for another year. Harei zu chazaka. In all these cases, we will say it's a chazaka. Rashbam, the first wide line. Ochle ha'av shana v'meis, and he died. Ochle b'nei achar shtayim, the son ate after him 2 years. V'loi micha ha'ma'ade, nobody protested. We combined the 3 years. The Yoydesh Kare Davuhu, or Yoydesh is in the knee, it literally means the knee of his father. In other words, he's a continuation of his father. Yesterday we learned that the Ma'ar, my Taina, since you continue to alternate owner people who lived on the land, I never thought that I had to protest. But here you couldn't say that. I didn't protest. Everyone knows that the son is just continuing in his father. What about Velakeach Shon as the Rashbam? He actually sold it. Whatever it is, where he finishes off, obviously, the father is dead. He doesn't make anything. We tie on his behalf. He just says, we were here for 3 years. Whatever happened, yeah. But it doesn't say anything about buying. The son then turned around and sold with the shtar. We learned yesterday that the only way a sale is a papa sale is if it's sold with the shtar. So therefore, it's a valid chazaka. Freddy Gemara. Back to the Gemara. The memra comes from here. The lokeach is lekola. You're saying from here that since the 3 year was a stranger there, but he bought it with a shtar. So the vendor, the original owner, should have known there's a coil. But I mean, I'm asking a question. We learned elsewhere. If you ate it in front of the father for a year, somebody bought the land and the father was alive the first year and then the father died and he continued being on the land for another 2 years. Or the father's alive 2 years, and then the son turned around and sold it to a third party. Meanwhile, somebody was still squatting there for 3 years. All of this is the chazaka. Now, in the last case, the son turned around and sold the property. Isn't that, and since that's public knowledge, isn't that tantamount to a protest? If the son acknowledges that the squatter is the new owner of the property, then what are you turning around selling a property that you don't own? The fact that the son sold the property demonstrates to us that the son believed the property was his, and he's protesting the squatter, and he's selling it to somebody else. So how come we say that the squatter has a chazaka? Isn't that the greatest machah? When do we say that it's a valid chazaka? We're talking about that the son sold all of the properties to this buyer, didn't nominate the particular property squatter is on. Therefore, it's not considered like he's protesting the squatter. Rashbam. Rashbam, Harezu Chazok, about 6 lines in the wide lines. V'leimotzi mapik le'lekeach the ben miyodeid, and the lekeach of the son, the third person in line, cannot take it away from the squatter. The machzi, Mishun Dekatoi, machzi, shtarhoi, limen of. The machzi claims, remember, that he bought it, he's itri, he bought it, but he lost the document. It was in his hearty boy, and I was careful. Bishmi rosi sholosh over 3 years. I lost it. I wasn't careful to watch it. After 33 years below macho without a protest, I wasn't aware that they bought a substation. The squatter says, I wasn't aware that there was a sale here. So because I wasn't aware, I therefore 3 years went by and I lost the shtar. If I would have been aware that there was a sale, I would have kept the shtar. So the question is, what do you mean weren't aware? Ain loch macha gedoy lemazu shemochra ben l'soif shteishoni l'kezeh. The son sold it after 2 years. So this l'keiach v'hoyu l'machzik li'zoi b'shtarik kol ha'yamim. Shouldn't the machzik quarter have been careful for another 3 years with the shtar? Ad the model of the shtar the high l'keiach until until the shtar of the lekech would have been lost as well. Aber b'shalosh shemachra shtar ein dai. Three and enough of mafkinin miyada the marzik im lo nizib shtar. We would take it away from the squatter if he wasn't careful. Kedam yin pigin liel. Aber shit ein lach mechag del mazu. So lechayda this kind of by lekech. This is the grace of mechah. So what's going on here? Yeah? Sorry. Definitely the father owned the property. Yeah. I reported. If he doesn't have ADM, he owned the property. Don't talk about.
I'm asking this question: who's doing the sale? The squatter's doing the sale, or the purported owner's doing the sale?
The owners are doing the sale. The squatter did nothing. Yeah, the owner, original owners, were meicher by selling the property. They turned to they say the squatter. We didn't have to. That is a chah because it's a coil. We just learned yesterday. Shtar has a coil. So why are you? So it's a rash. Oh, wait, skip one Ajbam. Let's go back one Ajbam. Sorry. Vraminu, three lines on the top. Vraminu says that it's Ajbam. Ul Rav le parich. This question is not a Rav, because Leil the Rav lekech melekech mighty. Rav said before. When does he say that a shtar has a coil? Only when it comes to sale of a buying. Because then the people who are buying it would have gone and done their investigations, they would have found out. It's a question not according to Rav. Stam. Get back to Gemara. Omar Apop, back to Rajbam. Omar Apop, Le'elim Emelor, the Lekech. No, sorry, the Rajbam. The last Rajbam before the Mishnah. So what's the answer? Why over here the sale was not considered a protest? Because he didn't sell directly this particular property. He sold him all of his fields. If you buy a property, there's always a coil. You know why over here when the son sold the property, it's not considered as if he's protesting? When this person purchased from the son, the son sold him all my properties. Everything belonged to my father. I'm selling you. So the kech argues that to the squatter, this property, he said all the property, this is also included. The squatter says, no, I bought this field 3 years ago. And it's mine. I wish my document had lost after 3 years. Why didn't I keep it? Because when he sold you the property, I was sure he sold you everything but this one, because I bought it already. I believe that he sold you all the property except this one. Clearly the son would have sold to this third party this field that the squatter is sitting in, as I'm talking about. That's the greatest protest. Then surely the chazok of the mazir would dissipate. That's the greatest possible protest. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah, the following people don't have a chazaka. Because if we can explain the reason why it's there, nobody protested because there are other reasons why, then you should have kept your shtar. If a guy's a tradesman and he always has things in his house, people give him to repair. If he says it's mine, the haraya, it's sitting by me, it's no raya. People give it to you all the time to trade, to fix, to repair. Shutvin partners. If partners allow each other to sit in.
So the woman is claiming chazaka. This is on the Talton in
Aspen. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
So he
has to have a star.
So 3 years is all set because the Mishnah has talked about Kalkois and
we had a Machlekes Rishonim. We had a Machlekes Rishonim. How long and all these things. Remember, we had 1 day, 30 days, 3 years, with a Taina, without a Taina. But Umnin are worse off than anybody else. They need to keep their star because people always deposit things by them to mine for them, to repair for them. Shutfin. Yeah, how many times do you give someone to repair some? But you have to. With that woman, you have to. Or witnesses.
He, the guy who leaves the thing, has to get a receipt from the tradesman.
No, he doesn't.
He does not.
We say that over here, the woman has to prove. The burden of proof is on the woman. That if he claims ownership, prove it. If it's something that generally people give you to. Yeah, but this is different because everyone brings it. This is his business. Or Shutfin. We have two partners. The fact that I allow you to work with me and 3 years doesn't prove in any way that it's yours because Shutfin allow each other all the time. Varisin, if you're a sharecropper, it happens 3 years that I let you work there and you give me a share in the crop, so you can even keep all the fruits the next year of mine. Again, the fact that you're there, there's no chazaka there. Or Apatrufin, an executive of estate as well, has a right to be there. They have all of these people, Ein Lahem Chazaka, no Chazaka. Rajbam. Ha'umni, Bali Umni, Shemalichal, and Basin, can't be bringing them. Kalim, keep going, Tzavoyin. let's say people dye things like kaifsin or launderers or chayot, you know, tailors or surki, begadim, those who comb clothes. Shetayin and lekuvi, the argue, it's mine. Ein lechazake, says the Rashbam. V'loy becheske sholem sholim mighty. We're not talking about 3 years. The stam umin leshaychel metalklin. Becheske shol sholem nemrel bekarkoyim bekarke. Av metalklin mishum muzi chaveda. Feel the show achav 1 hour on the roim sheyedi yebesi by him. Av a bishes the chaveda edim shoyishloy. Even though the original owner has edim, says what metalklin move around all the time. Generally, you don't have a star. We already had before in the Gemara concept. We had in Bamitzia that if it's something that generally people lend and you say you bought it, the fact that it's by me, that's no proof at all. Even though it's not common to lend, but if you repair it, then it's not enough. You have to have edim that it's yours. People generally send this kind of stuff to an umen to fix up. Ein lo chazaka liten lekuach b'yadi. Has no chazaka. It's mine. Haraya by me. Ma'achas yesh edim leidur shayishaloi. Send you to fix it. The only way is if he has some kind of a shtab, which people don't generally write, or he has edim that he bought it. Should finish. They bought a property together jointly. One of them ate all the produce the first 3 years. First you take about 3 years, and I'll take 4 years. So the fact that you were there 3 consecutive years proves nothing. So therefore, it's all right. Next to the Ashbam Barisin, she yardin lesakin hakarka lemachzor shel avir. They produce in the work on the karka for half a third or quarter of the produce. Im toyin shnei chazok erchazakti bekarka for 3 consecutive years. Vachalti hapedus ene chazok. It proves nothing. She yachloem ma'adil larisas are additive. But the hapedus are yimishalni, and that you used to pay me every year for the pedus. The fact that you were there proves nothing. Isaac Kafdil Milva, you didn't even pay me, but you owed me. Or in Ami Minig Arisim Lava Kaka Esashad. He made the Minig was. No. No. We had before the Gemara. People don't write Shtar for Paytas. So if you say the Paytas are additive, you don't need to Shtar. People don't write Shtaris.
No, I'm saying in terms of the Ma'ar is saying you do it in Ogis and you produced and you gave me fruit. So
doesn't
have to say that you fruit, just enough he says you're an
Ogis. He can say Zokva Milva. If you want to know what happened, you owe him money. But we did have the Gemara twice already before. The Gemara says, so what should a guy do if he sells them for Paytas? He should still be Meicha every 3 years. That's if you're not an Ogis. It says, Lepaytas are additive. You went down for the Paytas. You bought the rights of the Paytas for me. But you weren't an Otis. But if you were, it came as an Otis, this is the Otis, the different arrangement. Sometimes you keep the fruits for the first 5 years, the next 5 years you're working for me. So because of all different kinds, it's very fluid, I can, and I have proof that the field used to be mine. You, the Otis, if you bought it, you should keep the shtar for this very reason. That's what happens constantly. Same thing by the same token. A man does not have a chazok in the state of his wife because he works there, he gets the produce, but the field still belongs to her. If a woman was working in the field of a husband, the husband owes him a zainus and all that, and he says, go work the field. So there's no proof because I was there that it's mine. Again, the father allows the son to work in the field, or the son and the father keep all the fruits. Doesn't anyway prove ownership. These are all the cases where the guy is squatting there and claims it's mine. Look from his wife. It's common for the husband to eat the produce. And if he divorces her, then Tito Nixim looks like she takes it right back. All of these are obvious. If she ate the produce from her husband's field for 3 consecutive years, it's mine to keep on the Mazonis Isha Baila because he owes, he has to provide for her. Maybe allowed her to enter the field as that's protesting because he owes it to her. Again, Pshita. Each one has a right to be another one. When you send a chazaka, v'gam yesh mehen, the ham chazaka, v'so you need 3 years. The machzik in the farsh b'gemara, the chazaka sheyesh imatayna. The only time he's works out a chazaka tayna, sometimes it works out, it doesn't. Umachleikus shechavei demalo, and somebody argues. Back to the Gemara, Aval Benois and Matana. If somebody gives a Matana in front of us, and he tells him, go ahead and make a Kenyan. And the three methods of being Kerena Kaka, one of them is Chazok. And the Chazok means just repairing the fence or doing some kind of work in the field, which shows ownership. or achin shechoku, and the brothers who decide to divide an estate, and therefore this is my part, and that's it, and that's your part, and they divide it. Or a machzik minichse a geir that has no yoshim, all the chosim are hefke, so you make a chazak and it becomes yours. Noal, you close the door with God, you made a fence of porat kosher, or you make some kind of breach in the hareiz of chazak. That's a kinyan chazak, and nobody can change their mind anymore. Rashbam. Totally different chazak. I'm not even sure what the contrast is. Yeah, what's the contrast? I don't know. Rashbam. The marzi is a avmenoyis matana bifanein in front of us. He tells him, go ahead, instructs him, go ahead and make a kinyan chazaka on the field. This chazaka is a different chazaka. Here is a chazaka, is a place of a kinyan. Liknois karka, to purchase the acquire the property, giving the know all the gods of parts. Havi chazaka likna, that's a kinyan chazaka. They should make a change of mind. Benichse hagesh, ain lo yoshin, have no yoshin, v'cholakoidim lahachzim, v'cholzoich, where the first zoich, Noah also made a door. The God that I got, the Chaimah made a fence. Uparat pirtso, he made a breach, kadeshi, chalizbot, to be able to enter. Koshu, we can modify what's shak koshu, had a chazaka, the vilti chazar is there, but they can only change their mind. Keep in the bishus, chaveiro, yechzik, the one bishus. Back to Gemara. Says the Gemara, Abu Hadashmul, the Levi, the father of Shmuel, and Levi, friends, Tanu, they learned that a shutev ain't loy chazaka. They both say that a shutev has no chazaka, and they don't mention umen. But it's obvious, v'choshken umen, if a shutev has no chazaka, then surely an umen has no chazaka. However, Shmuel learns in our Mishnah, umen ain't loy chazaka. Avo shutev, he holds that a shutev yesh loy chazaka. What's going on, Rashbam? Abu Dishmol, the Gamle Chaveda, Tonu, Masisin, Shutiv, Hashutvin, their version of the Mishnah was Hashutvin, Babatrufin, Abu Umin, Leitonu, they don't even mention Umin. Why? The Choshkin, Nain, the Chazaka, surely an Umin that people constantly bring things to this house, where's his house, has no Chazaka. He should keep evidence that he owns it. The name, he has no Chelik in it. The name, Migud Hoyle Chelik, by Konam Chaveda, is Chelkoy, Abad, the Sakhna, and Nitin Loi. By Shutvin, the Shutvin owns 50% of it, so therefore he has some ownership already. It's easy to believe that he has some kind of ownership. But an Uman has zero ownership, so surely, and the people constantly put wares in his house, surely that's, he has to maintain some kind of evidence. However, the Shmuel says, "Aba shutev yesh le chazaka." What do you mean? Because he said, "Lemochel chelko." If it's true that the shutev didn't sell him the property, then why didn't you do some work in the field on the other side as well? I believe, says Shmuel, he took the word shutev out of the Mishnah because he believes the shutev does have a chazaka. You would not have allowed me to work on the entire field when you're a 50% partner.
But would you have to establish that for 3 years or?
Yeah, chazaka. Everything's chazaka 3 years. So the Gemara now explains this. But also Shmuel, Tamei, back to the Gemara, Shmuel is consistent with his opinion, 4 lines on the top. Dama Shmuel said, Hashutvin partners, machazikin ze al ze, partners do have a chazaka, one over another. And so too, umeidin ze al ze, I can testify on your half. We'll see later in the Gemara. Next Gemara is going to focus on this din. Meidin ze al ze, somebody in the street comes in and complains about your partner's half of the property. I can testify on his behalf, and I'm not considering a gay but ages, as we'll see later. As soon as you ask me a favor of two partners, you want to watch something for me, then you're not a shame chinim, you're a shame socha, because you're benefiting, you're getting paid. Now you're getting paid because then you'll turn around tomorrow and ask me to do you a favor, and I feel incumbent to do it. That's the payment. Rashbam. Let's say I'm watching for you and then something was stolen. I'm responsible. Where's my payment? I guard the field sometime. You guard the field, so that's the payment. Rami laid up Abba back to the Gemara, 6 lines on the top. Rami laid up Abba with Rabbi Yehuda. Abba asked Rabbi Yehuda a question. In the cave of Rabbi Zakkai, or Matzad Rabbi Zakkai, in the Allah Press of Rabbi Zakkai. Me, Omar Shmuel. Did Shmuel say that Shmuel, yesh le chazoka, that shutef, yesh le chazoka, if I'm a partner and I'm squatting the whole field, I have a chazoka? But Omar Shmuel, shutef, Shmuel clearly said that a shutef is kiyoded b'shuz dami. We had in the end of Matzia that if I enter your field, field, and I plant your field. So it depends if it's a field b'reshus or not b'reshus. And what's b'reshus, not b'reshus? If the field is meant to plant wheat, and I planted wheat, or the field is meant to plant trees, and I planted trees, and I saved you a job, then you got to repay me. Even though I went out, you're going to pay me for what I did. However, if it's shalei b'reshus, what do you mean b'reshus? That the field was meant to plant, let's say, wheat, and I planted trees. If I cared. So I did not do what I was supposed to do. Then we look at whichever is the lesser amount, the yitziyah or the shevach. If my expense was less than the profits, you pay me the expense. If the profits is less than the expense, you pay me for the profits, whatever is the lesser amount. Comes along Shmuel and makes the comment that a shutif who goes ahead and works on his partner's property is kiyayin b'shus dam. He's always like he's doing it b'shus. What do you mean doing b'shus? Lav lememra. Therefore, that means the shutif chazaka. Because if the shutif is chazaka, it means he had no permission to work in my half. And if he did, and 3 years I was quiet, he said, aye, then it's yours. But you're saying, Shmuel saying, that a shutif is like a yayin b'shus dam because I allow you to work in my field and I'm no problems. That means there's no chazaka. There should have no chazaka. Rashbam. Amar Shmuel shutif, about 10 lines above the middle white lines. The wide lines. Shemaz b'chalas odi gam b'chel chayin his friend ki yoyed b'shus dami kolem b'kil nosel chaver b'shus gain permission v'tzivor liz b'koyim ki den oris dami havidin like an oris lav b'men shudin l'chazok ki d'havi ka oris she yoyed b'shus the yoyed win permission l'kach lav b'chazok ki chazok is not a chazok because I have you give me permission to be there. Partners have that right l'kam b'fadish l'kati l'shad v'orim kam b'shmuk ki b'shus dami and the lancer in other din in other respects he has the yoyed b'shus but l'kam b'hed yoshut v'en he does say chazok and for the gemara so how we can answer it depends loy kasha. Depends the shutif if he's working the entire field or if he's working only part of the field. Which way is if does he have a chazaka? Which way doesn't? Amri lola haigisa, amri lola haigisa. Some people learn one way, some people learn another way, and we have these rashbams will tell you how to learn that. So this is rashbam. Some people learn that if he goes for the whole field, then he has a chazaka because he's also working on the other half. But if you're only going for half the field, then there's no chazaka because maybe he's only working on his part. Another pufaket, if you're only working on half the field and it's the premium part of the field, why would the shutif allow him to work on the premium part of the field? Must be they allow each other. Let's see. There's bam. The noch is the kula. Sada shikana both bought a property. The noch is lepalga bechelik hamufcher hechzik. If the shutif B only worked on the premium soil, and he says chalakta, we divided. This is tiny. He was there for 3 years, and he said we divided. And this is my half. We never split the fields yet. This is what we made a condition. You have it for 3 years, I have it for 3 years. Who do you believe? Is Amri Lola Haigis,
so in other words, one shutif says that I worked on this thing, he wasn't Meicher for 3 years, therefore it's mine because he wasn't Meicher.
No, I don't have a cause you weren't Meicher. We divided the field 3 years ago.
Yes.
Where's my document to prove that? I lost it 3 years, I've been here already.
Exactly. So
not I just.
I
bought it.
Correct,
tiny,
correct,
yeah.
Correct. And what's the other guy? The other guy said
yeah, the real,
that was his duty as a shutif to work on the best.
No. The deal was that you work on this. I'm telling you. The deal was that you're going to work on the premium part of the land for 3 years, and then I'm getting for the next 3 years. We never divided. That's the arrangement we had. So what happens? Amri lola haigisa. Yesh mitartzi binyaza. Some people learn this way. When does Shmuel say that's a valid chazaka? The noch is lekula. If the shutif is working the entire field for 3 years, the minik shutif little b'shutif paid is called shalom. Generally, shutif they divide everything 50-50. Or either we divide the produce half and half, or we divide the land half and half. Uleshana bole mafrei mashalok zeh ishtaked yikaze achshav, and maybe we swap. She call echad reitzel han b'choshana mechelkoi. I allow you to use the entire field for 3 years. To let you should work the entire field must be that you're telling the truth. But half a field, that means that there's no chazaka. You have either chavre palga half shows 3 or 4 years. Then we do another the same arrangement for the next 4 years. That could be. That's one way of learning. However, that if it's a half a field, it's a chazaka. Because you have the premium half. If you took the entire field, maybe that's how it's common that you work the field. So, basically, you work half a field. So, you work the whole field for 3 years, and I get it for 3 years. But if you only went for half, and which half, the better half, Then the chazaka. The sevaru the chalkai. They must have divided. Because he means that the nichalei lan mechalke bechoshanu leham shoshanu vayav shemach chaveri kiminik shutvin lo levadachek ech levada el yashut for the chalke pedis. Then why you do? Why are we behaving as if you have exactly half and I have exactly half? That shows. That seems to say that we already split the field. Says the Gemara, "Vayter Ravina." Says no. Back to the Gemara, 8 lines at the bottom. Ravina Amar, "Hava ha the noch is the kula." We went to the entire field. V'lekasha, it's not a question. When do we say it's a chazaka? When it's not a chazaka? Ha the is, but in chaluka, there's more than 4 amas for each one. It's chazaka. Is it chazaka? Yeah, it's chazaka. Why? Because it wouldn't be that I would allow you to work the whole field for 3 years and I work the next 3 years. It's not a normal arrangement. It must be that what that we came to some arrangement that it's yours. We split. Or I bought your, or you bought my half of the property. How the lesbian look? If there's not, if the field is such a yard or field such a small field, we cannot divide. Then it makes perfect sense that you have it for a couple of years and I'll have it because it's not enough here to divide. I do half and half because it's lein zechnisht. Then it makes sense. Then there's no chazaka. The custom is, it's common. You have 3 or 4 years. It's not worthy for each one to work together every year. I would learn before in the beginning of the Gemara with the Rav and Bachama and Avuk Bachama bought this maid, and in order, and the maid cannot be split. And I had year, and one of them had year 1, 3, 5, 1, 2, 4, 6. So it shouldn't be chazaka. What do you need that for? We just said it's quite common when you cannot split that you have it for 3 consecutive years and I have a 3 consecutive years. So why did I have to do alternate odd years and even years? Bishop Mar Mashtam is the Shayna Shlisi Beresh Pirkin Pashin in a time when we said that the reason is Kehekla Lechzigo had Dodi the Shun divide. Who are Dean? The truth of the matter is it would say Mudu Bindi Havik Kolech Mashtam Mashal Shalom the Tzufin. Even a consecutive 3 years will have a Chazaka. Why? The less Bechada Amsa Nichluk. You can't divide on half. And therefore we just say if you don't divide on half, it's quite common to have an arrangement 3 and 3. Hilchal Loi to have a Chazaka. The Inus, how come they did the Egrib Serugim? Why the alternate years? Mashum Dilmul Yadi Eidus Agim Shan Lechub Shutfit. People might forget that they ever bought in partner in the first place. And the Yitin Amachziba and the brother didn't trust each other. And the other one will tainish ain't a shutfim, chalat shutfim. Not, in our Gemara, we were saying we were shutfim, but I bought my right from you. Over there, they were worried because it's only a maid, it's not a big thing. People might forget we're shutfim. And one guy will say, I was never your shutfim in the first place. It was always mine. Now, that's a different story. But the chazkos, then chazak will be chazak. Back to the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shutiv is kiyated b'shuzdami. Shutiv is like he goes down with mission. Maika mashma, what does he mean he goes down with mission? Shutvis and chazaka. The chiddush l'chayde is that there's no chazaka because you have permission to work on my half the field. Nu lema, let him stay outright. Shutiv and chazaka. So the Gemara says, no, there are other dinim that we learn out as well from the fact that what in a table shus. Amar Nachman Ravua, he wants to teach you other dinim as well, which is shenaitil b'shevach hamagia lekasafim. We know that in a field that is not asuyalita, in a field that is not, let's say, the plant trees only grains. And this guy went in and planted trees. So first of all, he gets the lesser amount of expense of the profit. But also, if there was tvua that was ready, that no longer needed the land, you worked on the land, helped me the land. But if it's tvua that already reached the shoulders, and was ready to be harvested, you have no share in it, if it's labor shus. But if it's b'shus, you have a share in everything that's in the land, even things we've grown from before. So he wants to say that a bayashutiv is kenerte, but a shustan you have a chelik even in the growth that's already ready to be harvested. Rashbam loyma shenaitel kedin odis sheyed b'shusam gives mission. I feel b'shevach hamagil ksofim even things which were grew before already. It's about to be harvested. Gemapedi ki koma litza. For example, the harvest is about to be harvested. Vanovin litza the grapes to be cut. Naitel kol achetzik there. He said he's still entitled to half. I feel usada sheyed litza elozriya. The not who even only meant for grains, and he planted trees. Who nitl called in like he lost a he has permission. This shutif has permission, even though he planted trees when he shouldn't have. Because whatever he does, it's like shutif allowed to the ilu yeish lebeshus. Because if he went without permission, what's the din? Shamin loyvi yod al tachtoina. He gets the lesser amount. Yimashevach yes alitzia. If the profit is more than the expense, noitlitzia gets expense. Vimayitzia yes al shevach. And if the expense is more than the profit, noitlitzia sheir shevach the price of the proof. Get on the bebebebetzia shoyl. Hayoyilu teisod chavede v'not teshloy permission. Amar av shamin loyvi yod al tachtoina. He gets the lesser amount. Ushmul amar aimin kamad noitzia nasod azulita. How much would you give for to plant it? If it's common to plant trees, then you got to pay him full price. If you would have hired him, you'd have paid $100. You got to pay $100, even though you went without permission, because this is what you're going to do with the field anyway. But you give him the lesser amount. This was the chiddush is Shmuel could say there's a shutif. Ki yaded b'shus. Even if he planted trees in a place where there's grains, it's like with permission. Hilchach shakil b'sadu she'ein asu yelita kisadu asu yelita. Has all the dinim as if he had permission. We have him a Shmuel shutif, and therefore he's also entitled to things which are almost harvested. Because if Shmuel would have just said shutif in the chazak, having a thought, the yodach 20. But if he planted things he shouldn't have planted, yodach 20, he only gets a lesser amount, expense or profit. Without permission. Back to the Gemara, bottom line, Shmuel said, Eden Zelda, they're partners. We both have a Reuven Shimon field, and each one has half the field. Reuven can testify on behalf of Shimon. If somebody can claim that that half of the field was stolen, Reuven can testify that, no, we bought it together, whatever it is, and even though he's in the Geber Dover, we say he's not in the Geber Dover. Why is he not in the Geber Dover? Mine, no, he isn't in the Geber Dover. Why is it in the game of Dover? Says so Bam. No, you give Beidusan Hain. The whole top of the page. The whole man shall hold to the Gamri. Kozman didn't split. Im Yitel Shuma Ara Klumin Asada. What happens if Shimon loses half the field? Then Reuven's the remaining half. Reuven should have to split in half. So Reuven Mamish has a vested interest to make sure that Shimon maintains or retains his half of the field. Yafshidish name. Venim Shalatsa made. He talks about himself. And for the Gemara, Hachamayskin, we're talking about the Kosle. The Gemara is Tangachidish. Even the Gemara could have made it. The Gemara could have just answered very simply that Reuven says to Shimon, I have nothing to do with your half of the field. It's totally yours. And the Chulo. And we'll split my half. That's something to talk about.
When you have half the field, you don't know which half is whose.
Some say, you know, let's say, but I'm probably working on this field and you're working on that one. So he's saying, if I was mocked into your half, and that's totally yours, and now we're just going to work on this half, or even if we're not going to work on this half, I'm totally mocked yours, I have no claims on it anymore, and therefore if I, and you have no claims on me, then that's it. I'm not in the game of Dove anymore. However, the Gemara wanted to make a chiddush. The Gemara says, "Hach ma'askin." And the Kosele, he wrote the following words. Instead of being makne or gifting him, he said, "Din v'dvarim ein li asadazu." I have no shaykes to your field. Rashbam. The Kosele, "Hai made lahai marzik." This Reuven says to Shimon, "Din v'dvarim ein li marbuch asadu." I have nothing with your field. V'afilu al chelki. Even on my part, Shahakoshalach, the entire half that field is yours. I have nothing to do with you. It's an expression. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Therefore, since that half the field is totally yours, I can testify. He's no longer vested interest. He could have answered, he gave him the chelik. Even these words is good enough. Says him, I don't understand. How can these words be good enough? We're digressing now. Even if he wrote these words, you say, it has nothing to do with me. What kind of Kenyan? The fact is, I'm part owner. The only way you can get out of your shus is to do a pu'ula to be taken out of my shus. By saying, Dinu Dvarim, Ein Li Imach, well, how does that take it out of my shus? But you want to didn't we learn? If you want to give me a present and I wasn't coined yet and I say I don't want it, we're having more hakaisa than exuvis, okay, it never comes into my rishus. But once it's mine, I have balabatish kite, I can't just walk away from it and say it's all mine. I have to do something. Even hefka, I'm giving it away, I'm doing something. But Tanya, didn't we learn? I have nothing to do with this field. I have no geshefta in it, and my hands are movement. It's meaningless phrases, empty platitudes. So what's going on here? We actually made a kinyan to solidify these words. Rishbam, my have had an elosh matana. It's not a matana. I cut in the gebe edus. So it's still related to the property. I'm the chavedus shoot to this friend. Ainly aisik bar claim lehayli aisik bar. I don't want to have anything to do with it. When mekalav shemei elah hakolish right should be yours. Elosh lahayt yadav beferi pidin. This is balad properly. The yadi aib is like I'm a klum is worthless. You know why? They give the kaiyesh the chelim besada. Since you have a share in the field, v'huayim elah yehayli chelim. But you know what it sounds like. Ain't the loshen maton lechem? I'm giving it to you now. I'm gifting it to you. El loshen tfilu halabai, as if say, oh, I wish I never had a chelik in here. Shalai eli chelik besadu chol mashlami he nasan lechasadu la yasadaim. He's going to show us ain teifel loshen zeh el b'dava shadain lezachabai. When does this work? Only if it wasn't mine yet. I don't want it to become mine. Kishu yaveh ma'ash osin lischod b'shlova. When the time will come, the ain adam zeich v'dava balkar can't go against the will. Get him in the kama on the pirkin. Over ksuva is the nachla b'lo nachla mekain master loshla yeshana. If you want to give me a present, I can have the right to say I don't want it. I can even use these words because it calls mine. I have no ownership to it. I can say I don't want to enter my rishus. Avo mekimish kohen hadava shloy. It's already his. V'oim alei heshli. I don't want to be mine. Lamaklum. It's garnished. The bal korcha yishloy. It's definitely his. Calls mine shloy. It's nena lachedim. Call mine. You don't give it to them. Chen yida be'enai v'ikir v'hochi muchel kam b'pikir. Okay, back to Gemara. We made a kinyan. Frek Gemara, 5 lines on the top. The chikonim yodim ahava. So what if we made a kinyan? Harim amida bifnei bal choyvei. So what if you made a kinyan? The fact is, what happens if Reuven The one who's saying to Shimon, I don't want part of it. I don't have anything to feel. He was made a Kenyan. Reuven might have lenders, borrowers that he owes money to. And if Reuven has no property, that lender can go to the field of Shimon and take it. Reuven said, I have no chegin in the field anymore. So what? That was 6 months after the loan. And therefore, I have first rights and I'm taking the field away. So Lechayda, he has a vested interest to make sure that the field does not get taken away. What does he care? He has no money anyway to reimburse the Shimon. But he cares because it says in Pasuk, Lo yiva Rasha v'lo yishalom. He doesn't even call the Rasha. He will use it, so no, it's negayah to him that Shimon should remain with the field so that Baal Chayv will take it and he'll be able to pay back his loan and nobody will call him a Rasha. If I sell your field without any chreis, I still cannot testify. You cannot come back to me. You cannot come back to me with time to give me my money back because I said before I'm not taking any responsibility. So why can't I testify on your behalf? Because my Baal Chayv will come and take that field away and nobody will call me a Rosh anymore. And if Baal Chayv does not take the field away, I'm a Rosh because I'm not paying back my loans. And for me, I have a very big interest to make sure that people do not label me a Rosh. So how can he be a this is going to give And for the Gemara, Hachamai Skin, and you know what we're talking about here. The Kabbal Allah Achrayis. He gains nothing by allowing the Baal Chayv to take the field. Okay, Baal Chayv takes the field, so he owes nothing to Baal Chayv, he's no longer Russia. But he has a new loan now to Shimon because he promised to guarantee him. But he can't pay, so he'll be called a Russia now for no reason. What's the chilik if it's called a Russia for the first loan or called a Russia for the second commitment? Either way, if you cannot pay, you're Russia, so what vested interest do you have? So the Gemara says, Achrayis, the man, who's Achrayis? Inem Achrayis, the Alma. If we're talking about that somebody, a friend, that shouldn't come and take away the field, Koshkin and Nichle is happy. He's happy because then he can pay off the Baal Chayv and he's not called a Rosh anymore. El Achray is the Osim Machmasei. You're talking about Achray is that become that he said, I will take Achrayis. And if he says that I'm taking Achrayis, then he has no vested interest because it makes no difference to him if he's called a Rasha from the first Baal Chayv. He's called a Rasha from the second Baal Chayv. So if he testifies on behalf of Shimon, yes, the field is yours, then he's no vested interest. What are you saying? Then no, he wants the field to be Shimon so that the Baal Chayv can come take it away. So he won't be called a Rasha anymore. But he'll be called in a Rasha because he took a Chayis to Shimon. I will recompense you for what losing the field. I can't pay you. So he'll be called a Rasha for a new story. What's the chiluk to him? It has no difference to him whether he's called a Russia from that loan or this loan, so therefore if he's testifying, he's not a Negei Be'edis. Says the Gemara, two more lines. That's the Gemara. This is the Rashbam. That's the Gemara. Yeah, this is the Rashbam. Rashbam here, just the main Rashbam, the last part here. It's about eight lines. El Achrayid Osele Machmose. What does it mean, Achrayid Osele Machmose?
It's in the
middle. Right in the middle. If the field will be, let's say the field will be taken away because of the loan that he owns to the first lender, he promises Shimon, look, I'm going to reimburse you. I can testify on his behalf. Gabi Ida, the Alma, if somebody in the world complains. To say, I can testify on behalf of Shimon because I'm not in the Gabi Dover. I have no interest in helping my Baal Chayv out. Why? Because I gain nothing. What Anor does he have? What Anor does he have? The Baal Chayv takes it away. So I'm no longer called a Rosh. The first Baal Chayv, I'm no longer a Rosh. He's now a Rosh. For a new reason, because he promised I will reimburse you if the field gets taken away, but I can't. So I'll be called a Rosh now. She kibbled all of a chrayis. He took a chrayis v'chayiv l'shalom. Be'enlay, and he can't. V'nichnas b'alchayiv zeh b'mokam b'alchayiv nishon. So instead of having the first b'alchayiv, the second b'alchayiv. V'gamim lo yoyilay ma mafsid. And if he doesn't testify, it makes no difference to him. Either way, he'll be called a Rosh. He did not take upon himself if chrayis from the world. He didn't say, oh, if you lose the field because somebody says it's stolen, I'm going to reimburse you. Why should I do that? All I'm guaranteeing you is that if my Baal Chayv takes the field away, I'm going to reimburse you. So therefore, it's the same Baal Chayv. What's the chilek? If he testifies, that makes no difference whether he owes money to the first Baal Chayv or the second. The Yeshlai, Davi Kinegdi, Leiva, Rosh Lisham, either way, we call the Rosh. He says he has no vested interest. We trust his ages. Later on, we'll learn the Mikra Leiva Rosh, that he's called a Leiva Rosh, a Moiche Bachrai Tavu. You would think that a Leiva Rosh is only if I go and borrow money from you and I don't pay it back. The Gemara later on is going to tell us, which we already know, that if I give somebody a commitment, Altman that if this is taken away from you, I'm going to reimburse you. It's as if it's a loan. And if I don't pay you, I'm also called a Reloi V'Rosh V'Loi Yishalem. Because you bought it on the smach that I'm going to pay you back. The tafua milkech ve'enim shalom to pay him. He's also called a rasha, so it makes no difference. If I'm testifying, you can trust me.
It's not like a loan. It's like a guarantor.
So we're saying a guarantor is exactly like a loan.